大家下午好。
Good afternoon.
大家下午好。
Did I bring my glasses up, June? Oh, they're on the seat there. Yeah, sorry. Thank you, Pastor John. Always something, right? Well, bless the Lord. Let's just pray for a minute.
我们来一起祷告。
Bridegroom King Yeshua.
我们的新郎王耶稣。
We desire to be that rose among the thorns.
我们希望成为你荆棘上的那个玫瑰冠冕。
We don't want to be just like all the others.
我们不是想只像普通人一样。
Who love you one day and forget you the next day.
像普通人只是今天爱你，明天就忘记你。
We don't want to be worshipful in church and disrespectful in our private life.
我们不光是要在教堂里来敬拜你，在个人的生活中更要来尊你为上。
We don't want to put our hope and our trust in anything but you.
我们不想把我们的希望，把我们的盼望建立在任何事上，只愿意建立在你身上。
We do not want to have any other lovers but you.
除你之外，我们心里没有其他所爱的。
You are our healer.
你是我们的医治者。
You are the good shepherd. Nobody else is.
你只有你是我们好牧人，其他人、其他事都不是。
You gave your royal blood for our souls.
你为了我们的灵魂付出了你皇家的尊贵的宝血。
A Jewish bridegroom always paid a high price for a worthy bride.
犹太的新郎总是付一个很大的代价为他配得的那个犹太心腹。
But you paid the highest price of all as a Jewish bridegroom in love.
但是你在那个爱中的新郎，你为我们所付的代价是有史以来最大的代价。
You let them tear the skin off your back.
你让他们用皮鞭打破了你背后的那些皮肉。
You let them rip your beard out.
你要让那些罗马人拔去了你两腮的胡须。
You let them beat you and scourge you.
你让那些人打你的脸，伤害你的身体。
You let them mock you and humiliate you, the King of Kings.
你作为万族之主，你竟然允许那些人来侮辱你，当面来嘲笑你。
You let them hang you on a tree, accursed before men.
你让这些罗马人当着众人之面把你挂在那个耻辱的木头上。
We want to be worthy of your sacrifice.
我们希望配得起你对我们这样的奉献牺牲。
Lord, you deserve a bride that loves you with equal passion to the way you feel about us.
主啊，你配得一个如此来爱你的心腹，像你爱我们一样，达到同样高度来爱你的心腹。
But we can't do it by ourselves, Lord.
但主啊，我们靠着自己无法做到这一点。
Our hearts run hot and cold.
我们的心忽冷忽热。
Our minds are distracted with many, many things.
我们的心思被很多事情来打扰烦乱。
Most of them are good things.
很多时候是被一些好事来打扰。
We're busy about the Lord's kingdom, His work.
有的时候我们是为神你的国在到处奔走繁忙。
You love that.
神你喜欢这样。
Many of us are good servants.
我们中的很多人是很好的仆人。
We have to be servants before we could be a bride.
我们首先要做仆人，然后才有机会做心腹。
And we have to be a bride before we can be a Melchizedek priest.
我们要先做心腹，然后才有资格来做麦基洗德祭司。
But Lord, what you're really longing for is a heart fully in love.
但神呢，你真心想要的是我们的心完完全全爱着你，想着你。
Bless these weak words in this short time, Lord.
神呢，你祝福我们刚才那些简短的祷告。
Lord, please let your majesty and your spirit step into these words.
求神你的大能、你的全能、你的能力进入我们的话语。
Let the yearnings of your heart step into these weak words.
让你那个爱火盼望我们的心能够进入我们这些简单和弱小的话语。
I cannot touch the heart of your bride, Lord.
我没有能力来触碰每位心腹的心。
But I ask you that these words would be a tool for the Holy Spirit to impart and invest your jealousy into these hearts.
但我祷告，我刚才这些话语能够像种子一样，能够像一些投资一样进入我们这些所有心腹的心里面。
And I pray that a great revival will come out of the brokenness that will come from these words.
我祷告一个很大的复兴能从我们这些因着这些领受这些话语而得来的这些破碎中能引出极大的复兴来。
We know you are here with us.
我们知道主你在这里与我们同在。
You are not far away doing something else.
主你不是远在天边。
You are right here listening carefully to every word and every heart's response to the word.
主你就在这里紧紧地在听我们每个人心里对你的回应。
We wouldn't want it any other way, would we?
我们不想跟你之间有其他的关系。
We believe this room is filled with your holy angels.
我们相信我们整个的房间里充满了大能圣洁的天使。
Because they too are invested in this church and its progress.
因为那些天使也被神你差派到这里来，来保护我们，成为我们教会的一部分。
So we bless the teaching and the listening in Yeshua's name.
所以我们奉主耶稣基督的名祝福台上讲的和台下听的。
Amen.
Amen.
We talked about love last night.
昨天晚上我们讲到爱。
And we talked about how the Lord revealed himself gradually to the Israelites about how much he was really about love.
我们也讲到神如何逐渐的一步一步的向以色列来彰显神是爱这个性情。
We learned last night that it took God 40 years of them wandering in the wilderness to finally tell them that this is really all about how much I love you.
昨天晚上我们讲到神用了40年来教导这些以色列人使他们逐渐明白整个这么多年的磨难这么多年的路程来证明神对他们是爱。
We read in Ezekiel where he said, when you came out of Egypt, you were like a little baby covered in blood.
以西结书中我们读到，当神看到他们的时候，他们像刚生的婴儿一样滚在血中。
Your umbilical cord was not even cut, and nobody washed you, and you're lying in the desert kicking.
你们当时在倒在尘土之中，你们肚脐上的血都没有封，都没有被，你的脐带都没有被剪断，你滚在血中。
And no nation showed pity on Israel when she was a little baby coming out of Egypt.
当以色列像一个小婴儿一样被扔在旷野之中之时，列邦中没有任何一个国家在乎以色列。
But we read last night that God washed you and took the blood away and watched you slowly grow to mature till you reached womanhood.
然后我们看到神把以色列洗净残果，用油抹它，帮助以色列逐渐成长，让以色列成为一个成年的、成熟的一个女性的形象。
Now, just before we go any further,
我们在讲更深内容之前。
Do you understand that as God the Father sees this baby, and then this baby becomes a young woman?
我们知道吗？当父神看到这个小女、小小的婴儿，然后等养育这个小小的婴儿，使她长大成为一个成熟的人。
He's using the woman as a picture of his covenant people, male and female.
神在这里是用一个比喻，是用一个女性的形象来做的比喻，来包含了整个与神立约的这些男人、女人。
God uses language that we understand about a woman growing up and developing.
神用一个我们人类能懂的语言，一个少女长成一个成熟的女性这种语言来比喻。
And he talks to Israel as if the whole nation is a woman that he loves that has later turned away from him.
神也说，用这个比喻说，以色列就像那个逐渐成熟长成的女性一样，但是以色列后期背离神，离开了神。
But I'm only saying this to remind the men and the young men in this audience and all of your families that this has nothing to do with our sexuality.
我在这里提这一点是对我们在场的每一个男性来说的，我们所说的这些心腹的信息，神的比喻并不是关于我们的性别方面的事情。
The bride is a corporate, the woman is just a picture of the one that Yeshua loves.
那个女性的形象，心腹的形象，只是主耶稣所爱的一个形象的彰显和比喻。
Now I have to ask the translator a question.
他想问我一个问题。
In English, we have two different words, gender and sexuality. Do you have that?
在英文中呢是有两个词，一个是性别，一个类似就是像我们的性取向性一样的一个词。另外一个是性别，一个是属于性爱一样的词。
In English,
在英文中
gender is masculine and feminine.
性别主要就指的是男女的这个性别，雌性、公性的性别。
But sexuality involves our physical bodies and how that sexuality is expressed physically.
另外一个呢，另外一个比较，另外一个性呢，更体现到我们身体的这些身体的性征、身体的特性，更有点这个身体亲密上的那方面的意思。
So I don't want to take a lot of time on this.
我不是想花很多时间讲这个事情。
But I just want to make a statement.
只是想跟大家说明一下。
That when we get our resurrected bodies, hallelujah.
感谢主，当有一天我们得到我们复活的身体之后。
We will still have our gender.
我们依然在复活身体的时候会有我们男作为男女男性女性的那个性别。
In one sense, women will still always be women and men will always be men.
从另一个角度说，男的弟兄将来在复活之后还会是弟兄，姊妹在复活之后还会是姊妹。
Jesus is not going to put his men in a white dress.
主耶稣不会让逼我们这些男的到那天都穿白裙子的。
One time Jesus said to me, I know how to dress my male bride.
主耶稣有一次跟他说过，说我知道我的那些男性心腹将来要穿的衣服是什么样的。
And he showed me.
然后主耶稣给他看了异象。
It was very beautiful, but it wasn't a dress.
但是是很漂亮的衣服，但并不是我们所谓的那种连衣裙、裙子之类的。
So Jesus told us that in the resurrection, we won't have our human earthly sensuality and sexuality. That won't be there.
主耶稣也说过，当我们在有了复活的身体之后，我们不会像这个地上一样，还有这个性关系和或者是另外就是那方面的事情了。
But in the bigger spiritual picture, we will always be male and female.
但是一个从一个更大的属灵图画来说呢，我们仍然保留了我们作为男人或者女人的性别。
Does that make sense?
大家能有一点理解吗？
The reason I'm telling you this is because it helps the men, the boys, the teenage boys, the young male brides. It helps them.
为什么要提这个呢？因为这个会帮助我们在座这些弟兄，尤其小男孩还或者年轻的男弟兄们。
To understand that when Yeshua looks into your eyes, he is overwhelmed with a bridegroom's love for you, and you don't have to worry because it's not sexual.
就是当我们这些男弟兄知道主耶稣深情地望着我们的眼睛的时候，他是用一个心腹圣洁之爱、新郎圣洁之爱来看着我们，我们不用担心，不是有那方面，好像我们人世间所想的比较肮脏的，甚至同性恋那方面的想法，没有那方面的意思。
But when you look into his eyes, male and female, you will see such passion, it will frighten you.
当我们作为男人女人，我们定睛看主耶稣眼睛的时候，我们会看到主耶稣有一个极大的一个热情，极大的一个渴望，会使我们很震惊。
So his love is passionate, but it's not connected to our physical sexuality. That's all I want to say.
他是想说的意思是呢，神的爱是圣洁高贵，而且非常的，非常的。有激情的，但是跟我们世上的时候那种男女的肉体的情欲是不同的。
So to all of you non-ren 心腹，
为我们在座所有的这些弟兄做心腹的。
Don't hold back falling in love with Yeshua. He's in love with you.
不要裹足不前，不要害怕爱上耶稣，因为耶稣非常爱我们。
Don't be ashamed.
不要因为这个感到可耻害羞。
He's not ashamed of you.
主耶稣不以我们为耻。
Amen.And don't be afraid of what your friends think either.
也不要怕其他人，我们的朋友们怎么说这个问题。
Who cares what they think?
是管他们说着干嘛呢？
When you stand before your beloved and the throne, his opinion is the only opinion that's going to matter.
当有一天我们站在我们所爱的新郎的宝座前的时候，只有我们新郎的他如何想才真正有用。
Did you love me?
你真的爱我吗？
Was I your only one?
我是你真正的唯一吗？
Was I your one thing?
我是你唯一的热情吗？
Was I the one you thought about in the morning and at night before you went to bed?
我是你昼夜思想的吗？
That's what he's going to ask.
这是主耶稣要问我们每个人的。
He's not going to say, did you look dignified and masculine in front of all your friends?
主耶稣不会问说你愿意，你是喜欢你在你朋友面前表示在朋友面前很有哥们义气，或者朋友面前你很有面子吗？
So,That's all I wanted to say about that.
是的，这些都是一些前言和引言。
So what we want to talk about, and it connects to this.
我们所要谈的跟刚才的是有关联的。
We need to talk about his jealous heart.
我们今天要讲主耶稣上帝那个非常嫉妒的心。
The first thing God told the Israelites.
神告诉以色列的第一件事。
I am a jealous God.
我是一个非常嫉妒的神。
I won't share you with any other gods or lovers.
我不会与任何你的其他的爱人或者其他的假神一起来分享你。
You either have all of me or none of me.
你要不然你百分之百都归于我，要不然你一切都全都不属于我。
The first place he tells them this is Exodus 20 verse 5.
第一次神提到这件事，出埃及记二十章第五节。
We're not going to look it up. He just says, I am a jealous God.
大家不用翻圣经，在那里神说我是一个非常嫉妒的神。
He says, I will visit iniquity to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me.
我那些恨我的，我要追讨他们的债，自父及子直到三四代。
And I will show mercy to thousands who love me.
我要施慈爱给那些爱我的，直到千代。
In Exodus 34 verse 14.
在出埃及记三十四章十四节。
He says, "My name is jealous."
神说我的名就是嫉妒的。
My name is jealous.
我的名是嫉妒的。
Now we know God as our Father.
我们知道神是我们的天父。
Amen.
Amen.
We know Jesus as our Savior.
我们知道主耶稣是我们的救主。
We know Him as the Good Shepherd that provides all our needs.
我们也知道主耶稣是好牧人，提供我们一切所需。
He gives us rest from our enemies.
神在仇敌面前来给我们摆设筵席。
We know Him in many ways.
我们有很多方式，很多方法来了解我们的神。
But most of us have never known Him as a jealous husband, angry and in love at the same time.
但很多人从来一直都没有了解过，没有学习过，神是一个非常嫉妒的神。
Have you ever seen his eyes of fire?
大家有人曾经看过他那火焰，那个着着烈火的眼睛吗？
I haven't.
我没有见过。
John in the Bible saw that.
使徒约翰在圣经里见过。
When he saw the eyes of fire of the Lord, the same Lord, he lay his head on his breast.
当使徒约翰看到主耶稣那个眼睛里有烈火的那个眼睛，那同样是那个主。使徒约翰曾经用头贴在主耶稣的胸膛上。
The same disciple that loved the Lord more than anyone.
就是那个最爱主的使徒约翰本人。
The same disciple that Jesus, he was identified as the one that Jesus loved.
然后使徒约翰也多次自称说自己是蒙被主所爱的是门徒。
That disciple.Saw his eyes of fire in heaven, and he fell like he was dead on the ground.
当约翰在天堂看到主耶稣那着火、燃烧着烈火的眼睛的时候，他扑倒在地，好像死了一样。
How many of you know that there is a day coming very soon when every one of us will lock eyes on the eyes of fire?
大家知道吗？有一天，而且那一天快到了。当那一天，我们每一个人都要亲眼的来定睛我们的眼睛看主耶稣那眼。
At that moment, we won't see him. He is Savior always, but we won't see him as Savior at that moment.
在那一天，虽然主是救主，但在那一天，当我们看着他眼睛的时候，他不仅仅是救主。
We won't see him as Shepherd at that moment, though he's always a Shepherd.
虽然他一直都是我们的牧人，但那一天我们看到他，他不只是我们的牧人了。
We won't see him as a broken man on the cross, although he is always that.
虽然主耶稣一直是挂在木十字架上被破碎的那个人，但是当那一天我们见到他的时候，他不再是那个形象了。
We won't see him as a lamb slain.
我们也不会再看到主耶稣是那个被杀的羔羊了。
Although he is eternally the lamb slain before the foundation of the world.
虽然他是在创世之前被主所立定的永远的那个被杀的羔羊。
We will see him.As a jealous husband coming for a pure and spotless bride.
我们会看到他那一天会是一个非常嫉妒的丈夫，急匆匆的来迎娶他那些无瑕疵的心腹们。
We will see an angry husband returning to punish and destroy anyone who touched his sinful.
我们会看到那个生气的气愤的丈夫，非常嫉妒的丈夫，急匆匆的回来，要惩罚那些一切伤害过他新娘、伤害过他所爱的人的那个丈夫。
And we will see a kind of jealousy for us in his eyes that it will terrify us.
我们会看到从他的眼中看到他为我们所起的那样的愤恨，所起的那样的嫉妒，会使我们极大的恐惧。
It won't terrify us because we're afraid he's going to throw us into hell. It's nothing like that.
不是另外一种惧怕，就是惧怕他会把我们扔到地狱火湖中的，不是这种惧怕。
We know we're saved. Hallelujah.
我们知道我们是蒙拯救的人。哈利路亚。
But the reason it will terrify us is because we will suddenly realize that we had no idea how jealous he was for every single movement of our heart.
我们会惊讶的原因是我们会突然发现原来他对我们是如此的爱，如此的一个嫉妒的神。我们的心中每一次的，是我们的心里每一次的感动，每一次我们的一生都在他的眼中，都在他的嫉妒之下。
And because his eyes can't lie, they always tell the truth.
因为主耶稣的眼睛不会撒谎，他的眼睛一直在透露真相。
I believe that the minute we look into those eyes,
我相信当我们看到他眼睛的那一刻，
in a split second,
在那一瞬间，
but it will feel like years.
但是我们会可能会感觉好像是好多年的时间一样。
We will suddenly remember every time our heart loved something or someone more than him.
我们会突然在我们的心中想起来好多事，我们的心爱其他的人，爱其他的事物超过主耶稣的时刻。
Scenes will play before our eyes of video games and movies that we watched and chat rooms that people use the F word or wherever it is in Chinese. And we will have scenes of all of these times that we were doing something that hurt his heart.
很多的场景会在我们眼前像放电影一样来浮现，例如我们把时间拿去打游戏机了，拿去玩了，拿去娱乐了，拿去在聊天室里看到很多人那些肮脏秽语了，我们把自己的时间精力投入到那些非常肮脏或者是使我们远离神爱的那些事情上，那一幕一幕会在我们心中来浮现。
And although we will know that he loves us at that moment,
虽然在那个时刻我们心里深知道他爱我们，
We will be cut to the heart with mourning and wailing.
我们的心会被神极大的这样的悲哀所击中。
Even though we're saved.
即使我们已经得救了。
Some people say there are no tears in heaven.
有些人说在天堂不再有泪水了。
That's not exactly true.
这不是完全真实的。
It's true that in the new heavens and the new earth, it says he will wipe every tear away.
是的，在新耶路撒冷，在新天新地中，圣经说神会擦干我们一切的眼泪。
And once he wipes them away, we won't cry after that.
当神擦干我们一切眼泪之后，我们就不会再哭了。
But he never says nobody will cry in heaven.
但神从来没说过没有人会在天堂哭泣。
Because before Revelation 22, when he wipes the tears away,
因为在启示录22章主耶稣擦干我们眼泪之前，
comes that moment where we lock eyes on our beloved.
会有那一刻到来，就是我们与我们所爱的新郎面对面，眼对眼的时候。
And I told you last night that that's not the judgment of unbelievers unto condemnation.
我昨天晚上跟大家说，那一时刻并不是说对那些不信的人，对不信主的人一个审判的时刻。
The judgment seat of Christ is a different judgment seat just for believers who are saved.
神的一个审判台，审判座不是只对我们这些信徒有一个单独的、另外不同的审判。
And there is no condemnation in those eyes of fire, none.
在神的火焰的眼睛里，对我们没有定罪。
It's just that fire burns everything that was not grounded in the love of Christ.
只是用他那个火焰的眼睛来烧灭、除灭我们里面一切不是基于神、不是从神而来的。
The fire hurts anything that is not of Him.
那个他眼目中所出的火要烧灭除净一切不是从他而来的那些邪情私欲。
It doesn't just hurt it, actually, it destroys it.
它不光是伤害，而是完全的要除灭、除去那些。
But every movement of our heart throughout every second of our life.
但我们每一次心里的活动，在我们一生之中，每一次心里的这些心思意念和活动。
That was an expression in some weak way of loving him.
一直在展现我们心里对他一波一波那样的爱和回应。
Every one of those tiny moments where we loved him, the fire won't destroy it, it will purify it, and it will blaze brighter than ever we could do before we met him.
我们心中每一次对主一波一波产生的爱、产生的渴望，不会被主的眼目毁灭，而是会被主的眼目被在主的爱中被提升、被净化、被主纪念。
Fire purifies gold.
火能够炼净金。
Fire cannot destroy gold.
火不能烧毁，不能毁灭金。
But remember Paul, the apostle Paul says, everything that you do in your life that's heaven sees as wood, hay, and straw.
保罗曾经说过，那些草木和结的工作，我们在天堂眼光所看做的那些草木和结的工作。
He says, in one second before the judgment seat, everything will be burned away, and you'll be standing basically naked in your good works.
在神审判大日到来之前，在神的火焰发出之后，我们那些草木和结的工作，一瞬间一转眼就要被神烧光，我们好像赤身露体一样站在神的面前。
And Paul says, I think it's in 2 Corinthians 5, but I'm not going to look it up right now.
大概是在帖撒罗尼迦后书第五章左右。
Paul says, you will be like one saved, just barely snatched out of the flames, but everything you thought your life was all about will be just burned away.
我们好像在火中被抽出来，原文就叫我们好像被火中抽出来一根柴一样，我们原来觉得那些很重要，对我们很有意义的事情，瞬间全都失去意义了，瞬间全都消失了。
I have heard 2 or 3 respected prophets.
他曾经听过2或3位非常有名的先知说。
Without them talking to each other.
那些先知彼此并没有交流过。
And all of them have been taken to heaven and been able to witness the scene of Christians wailing and mourning who were saved before the judgment seat of Christ.
这两三位先知都分别被提到天堂，看到了基督徒在基督的审判台前痛哭流涕悔改，在基督怜悯和审判台前。
He said, the wailing was so terrible.
他们说过，他们那些先知说。那些基督徒的那样的痛哭，那样的流泪是非常的可怕的。
One prophet said that the wails that he heard in hell of the unsaved was not really any worse than the wailing he heard before the judgment seat by believers who were saved.
其中一位先知说，他在地狱听到别人的那些哭喊声，一点都不比在基督台前这些基督徒在神面前的哭喊声音小。
Now, don't misunderstand me.
不要误会他。
The people, the Christians that were weeping, it's not going to last forever. They're not going to weep for eternity.
这些基督徒在神面前的哭泣不会永远存在，他们是得救了的人。
But they have to feel the pain of having wasted their life.
但他们要感受到他们一生浪费了自己的生命，浪费了时光，所带来的那个疼痛。
It's not that they have to feel the pain because Jesus wants to punish them.
并不是因为主耶稣想要惩罚他们，让他们来感受这样的疼痛。
They have to feel the pain because his eyes can only speak the truth.
我们来在那里感受到那样的疼痛跟那样的痛苦，因为主耶稣的眼睛只是说出真相和真理。
Now the reason it's good that we're talking about this now.
我们今天就来提早说这些事的好处在哪里？
Is so we will never have to have that pain when we face him.
所以到那一天我们与主面对面的时候，我们不需要非一定要经历那样的疼痛和痛苦。
It's not up to him, it's up to us.
这些痛苦不是由神来决定的，是由我们今天的行为来决定的。
We have choices to make now to either make him jealous or not make him jealous.
我们今天就有这个选择，可以让神为我们来嫉妒，也可以让神不为我们来大发嫉妒。
Look at James 4 and chapter 4 verse 4.
雅各书第四章。
I have to find it. It's very hard. After Hebrews.In my Bible. Okay, James 4, verse 4.
四章四节。
He says, he's talking to believers. Okay.
这里是在对信主的人说的。
He says, you adulterers and adulteresses.
你们这些淫乱的人啊。
Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God?
岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？
Whoever therefore, if you want to be a friend of the world, you're making yourself an enemy of God.
所以凡想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。
Or do you think that the scripture just says in vain for no reason, the spirit in you yearns for you with jealousy?
你们想经上所说的是徒然的吗？神所赐住在我们里面的灵是恋爱至于嫉妒吗？
James doesn't soften his words, does he?
雅各说的话一点也不是那样很柔和的，对吗？
How about 1 Corinthians 2?
哥林多前书第二章。
Okay, that is not the right one. Let me try 2 Corinthians, I'm sorry.
哥林多后书。
I didn't write this one down. I think it's 2 Corinthians 11, verse 2. Yeah, okay.
11章后书的第11章。
Yeah, 2 Corinthians 11, verse 2.
第二节。
Okay, this is the Apostle Paul.
这是使徒保罗。
The one that we think of always about grace, grace, grace.
是我们记得总是在讲那个因
信称义。Amazing grace, thank God.
讲那些恩典恩宠的。
However, Paul says to the church exactly what James just said about being adulterers.
保罗对教会所说的跟雅各刚才对教会所说的淫乱的事情是一样的重。
For I am jealous for you with God's jealousy.
我为你们起的愤恨原是神那样的愤恨。
It says in the English translation with godly jealousy.
在英语里写的是像神一样，像神那种的愤恨。
But that's not what Paul is saying.
但这里并不是神保罗所说。
He's saying I'm jealous for you. I feel the jealousy of God for you, so I'm jealous for you.
保罗这里说是我替神，像我替神感受到神对你们那样的极大的一个嫉妒和愤恨，所以我也对你们愤恨起来。
Paul says.I have betrothed you. I have made an engagement between you and one husband, Yeshua, Christ.
保罗说，因为我曾把你们许配给一个丈夫，只是一个，是我们的主耶稣基督。
I got you engaged to this man, this bridegroom king.
我帮助你们，我引领你们与这个新郎王一起订婚了。
That I may present you, he's like a proud father.
他就像那个非常骄傲的父亲一样，要在婚礼那天把
That I may present you as a chaste and pure virgin to Christ on your wedding day.
这是像一个骄傲的父亲一样，能在婚礼当天把自己贞洁的、漂亮的童女心腹献给那个新郎。
Just before we go any further, let's just think about what Paul's saying for 1 minute.
在我们继续讲之前，请大家暂停一下，来想一分钟左右，想想保罗在这里到底在说什么。
Paul got The saved people of God engaged, betrothed to a man who would marry them at the end of the age.
保罗保罗带着那些信主的人，使这些信主的人都与神来订婚了，使这些信主的人能在末世的时候，在最后的时候与主耶稣成婚。
And Paul was aware of all of the idolatry going on in God's church, in Jesus' bride.
保罗也自己非常知道整个在基督的教会基督的心腹中现在所在尽所有的这样的一个淫乱的行为
And Paul's eternal reward is to present us to Jesus as a pure, holy, set apart virgin
那保罗永恒的奖赏永恒的冠冕就在于他要把所有的这些基督徒像订婚过的基督徒干干净净像一个纯洁的童女一样献给主耶稣
Paul saying, that's what I'm laboring for, to present you without spot or blemish or idolatry. I want to present you as a pure bride, but I'm afraid this isn't going there.
保罗说，我为此大大劳苦，要把你们预备整齐，成为毫无皱纹瑕疵的那些心腹，让你们干干净净的能够去与主耶稣结婚。但我看你们现在的情况，好像永远这一天也到不了了。
Verse 3, I'm afraid.
第三节说，我恐怕你们。
I'm afraid that somehow, just the way the serpent, Satan, deceived Eve by his cunning craftiness, so I'm afraid that your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is loving Christ.
保罗说，我像你们，我害怕，我担心你们，就像蛇曾经用诡计诱惑夏娃一样，我怕你们的心或偏于邪，失去那像基督所存纯一清洁的心。
But he's not afraid that an actual snake like Satan is going to deceive his bride now in the time he's writing.
但他并不是说他害怕一个真实的像地上爬的一个蛇一样来跑来诱惑神的教会和心腹们。
What he's afraid of is that false teachers came after him. When he would plant a church and teach the foundation, as soon as he left, false teachers would present idolatrous versions of the gospel.
他所怕的是那些假教师、假祭司、假先知们。保罗开创了一个教会，设立教会之后，保罗一离开，那些假教师就进来，把一些不好的、错误的福音教导进入教会，使教会来行淫。
He was afraid that they were so gullible, so naive, that they would believe whatever anyone told them and go, oh, yeah, sure, that sounds good, I'll do that, maybe Christ will love me more.
保罗在担心所有的这些信徒特别的一个单纯，特别的一个幼稚，他们随便就相信其他人所说的，说啊，听起来不错，这个听起来挺好，我要像这个老师说的这样做，也许这么做主会更爱我。
But Paul says, if you believe them, you are being corrupted, and on wedding day, you're going to be full of spots and wrinkles.
保罗说，如果你听从这些假的老师，那到结婚那一天，你们就不会是一个圣洁的心腹，你们浑身会有皱纹瑕疵。
And Jesus is going to say, you committed adultery.
主耶稣在那一天会说，你一直在行淫。
And I don't mean you personally, I'm just saying you.
我们并不是在指着我们在座的每一位说什么你在行淫，我只是泛泛的指那些没有遵守神命令的基督徒。
And you're going to say,I never committed adultery. I was a Christian. I followed you. I came to church. I helped the poor.
然后我们好多人会在神面前辩解说，我没有犯奸淫呢，我一生都是基督徒，我去教会做礼拜了，我也帮助穷人了。
Luke says, we don't have to look it up. Luke says, the theme, let me try it again. The things that this world esteems highly are an abomination to God.
路加福音说，世上世人的义就是在神面前像一个破衣服一样。
The things that this world values highly, God considers a stinking abomination.
我们世上的义，在神世人所夸奖的、世人所惊夸的，在神面前像一个破烂的、发臭的旧衣服一样。
So these Christians that run after other things that sound like Christianity.
好多基督徒做这些好像打着基督教旗号以下的这些所谓的善事。
So Jesus is going to play before their mind instantly every scene and every false teaching that they embraced and they ran with it for the rest of their life.
所以主耶稣在与他面对面的那一天，会让他们的头脑中来回放这些一幕一幕的，他们这一生是如何跟说了这些错误的教导、错误的教义，做了这一生的时间都去做这些错误的事情了。
Now Jesus told us in Matthew 24 that right before he returns.
主耶稣在马太福音24章说，在他回来之前。
A great apostasy or falling away will happen within his own church.
离道叛教的事必然要大大发生。
I believe this has already begun.
他个人相信这样离道叛教的事已经开始了。
Almost every day I hear about another Christian, I don't know, activity or product or practice springing up that has nothing to do with the simplicity of Christ.
几乎每一天他都听说有基督教或者打着基督教旗号的一些什么活动运动或者基督教的一些组织兴起，但他们所做的事跟基督跟神的真理之间毫无关系。
Now I'm going to get very specific right now.
他现在要说一些很具体的事情了。
I don't want you to try to guess, or what does she mean? What could these things be?
他不希望我们只是在头脑中想。
I can't tell you all of them because I don't know.
他没办法告诉我们其中的每一项，因为他并不是知道每一件事情。
But I'm going to talk about a few that I do know.
但他知道，就他所知道的几件事跟大家分享。
I'm not going to name the names of any ministers.
他不会说出其他的一些牧者的名字。
But I'm going to tell you what people are doing.
他会告诉我们其他人在做些什么。
Okay, here's one.
其中一个。
This is spreading among Christians.
这是在基督徒之中正在发展的一个事情。
By a high-level prophet's teaching.
在一个很高水平的一个先知性的服事中的
，a respected Christian prophet that many people run to conferences all over the world to see.
有一个很出名的基督徒的一个先知，好多人就去参加世界各地去参加他的特会。
This person is teaching.
这个人在教导。
That if you take communion 5 times a day every day, you will automatically be perfected into the character of Christ.
这个先知的教导，如果我们每天领圣餐，一天领5次，那我们很自动的就会有基督的这个圣洁和性情在我们身上了。
Has anybody ever heard that one?
大家听到过这样的说法吗？
很好。
还没听到， good. 太好了，别听这种。
Good.
好事，不听到好事。
You probably will one of these days if you ever watch YouTube.
如果我们经常看 YouTube 视频上面的事情，就很可能会看到这样的消息。
I don't have to tell you that formula of taking communion 5 times a day.It's just a formula. It has nothing to do with the sacrifice of the Lord.
我可以跟大家说，他这个一天领五次圣餐的这样的一个像配方一样的这种配方，跟主耶稣成圣、跟主耶稣的性情毫无关系。
We cannot perfect our hearts by doing anything, no matter how religious.
无论我们做什么样的宗教活动，我们没办法使自己的心成圣。
We're supposed to lovingly remember His death when we take communion.
在领圣餐的时候，我们应该在爱中来纪念主。
It's not a magic formula to make us perfect.
这并不是一个好像是特效药一样，吃了就管用的一个药丸。
That's almost witchcraft.
这基本上就是一个像邪术一样的方式了。
That's one false teaching.
这是一个错误教导。
Okay. Here's okay. This might offend some of you, but I'm just going to say what I think.
虽然有些人可能对下面的说法可能会有些不舒服，但是他还要说。
Before I say it.
在我说之前。
Let me say something.
让他先来打个前提。
There are certain movements that have some truth in them.
有很多的基督教会内部的运动里面是有一部分的真理的。
Christians wouldn't run after something that has absolutely no connection to the Bible or no truth at all.
基督徒们不会预选到 去跟随某些运动，如果那个运动连一点圣经的关联和真理都没有。
So the next thing I'm going to talk about, I'm not saying there is no dot of truth in it.
但下面要说这件事情，他不是在说这件事里一点都没有圣经真理。
But it is not the Lord's will that we pour our life energy into it.
但并不是神的一个希望，神的一个旨意，让我们把全人全心所有的精力都投入到这样的工作中去。
Holy Spirit, before I say this,
圣灵啊，在我说这件事之前，
I don't want to offend you.
我不是想要在座的各位有任何人难堪。
I don't want to say anything that will hurt you or insult your people.
我不是想要说任何的事情使神的子民有觉得被羞辱、被欺负的感觉。
But I believe you do want me to say it.
但神呢，我感觉你圣灵催逼我，想让我这么说。
But guard my mouth.
神呢，请你保守我的嘴。
In Yeshua's name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
All right, so there's a big movement.
正在教会里有一个很大的运动。
Of believers that are selling crystals and magnets.
那些基督徒在卖这些钻石啊、宝石啊，还有一些吸铁石之类的。
It's jewelry.
他们把这些当宝石当。
For men and women.
男女都可以戴的一些宝石装饰品。
And what the claim is.
他们卖这些东西什么名称宣称呢
？That if you wear like a magnet bracelet or a crystal necklace.
如果你戴一个这样的宝石的这样的项链呢，或者是吸铁石这样的手环呢？
That in nature, crystals resonate at a certain frequency.
因为在天然中，这些宝石它有一个自然的一个放射的频率。
That part's true.
这个是确实有放射频率。
Pastor John is a physicist, right?
因为周牧师是学物理的，他知道。
Crystals do resonate at a frequency.
这些宝石，这些水晶石，它确实是有些放射频率，有些波段之类的。
And God made crystals, hallelujah.
感谢神，神造了这些石头。
But we can't use them as a magic charm to keep us from disease.
但我们不能用这些所谓水晶石或者是吸铁石这些来保守我们自己，使我们自己不生病。
We can't use them as a magic charm to protect us against demons bothering us.
我们不能把这些东西拿起来像一个法宝一样，以为带上它仇敌就不来攻击我们了。
People are claiming that the crystal's frequency has some kind of spiritual and physical properties to protect us from either disease or spiritual oppression.
有人在宣称这些水晶石所放射出来的这些物质也好，放射出来这些频率波段也好，可以保护我们在世上做生意蒙福，仇敌也不能攻击我们。
Believers have said to me, Jill, you ought to get one of those necklaces. It'll help you. You're so sick all the time, Jill. It'll help you.
然后有些人甚至跟他推销说 ：“Jill， 你也要买一个，这个项链非常好，因为你身体比较弱，总生病，你戴一个我们这样的项链，你就好了。
”I'm like, no, thank you. I'll wait for Jesus to heal me.
然后 Jill 说：“谢谢，我不买，我等候主耶稣来医治我。
”I'm not going to take the chance that that might offend the Lord as idolatry.
我不能来承受有这样的可能，我戴上那种东西会像主耶稣眼中做的一个拜邪术和邪淫的一个行为。
Now, I'm just going to be honest with you.
我只是很诚实跟大家来说。
I do take natural supplements that aren't drugs.
我确实也正常来服用一些什么维生素啊或者保健药。
Like, for example, I get foot cramps in the middle of the night, I take potassium.
如果我的脚晚上疼的话，我吃一种特殊的一些药品来治脚的疼痛。
Or fish oil for inflammation in my joints or in my heart.
或者他的这些骨骼疼痛，或者是心不舒服的时候，他吃那些深海鱼油。
You get older.
你逐渐我们年龄大了，可以吃这些保健药的。
I'm just saying that in my understanding, that's perfectly fine with the Lord. That I can't get those in the food I eat.
我知道，我们吃这些保健药品在神面前是完全可以的，因为我们正常吃的食物里，我们不能完全摄取到这样的营养。
You know, I would have to eat 10 bananas and 10 salmon to get enough potassium and fish oil.
如果我不吃这个鱼油呢，我不就不得不吃十个三文鱼或者是十个香蕉才能得到那么多的三文鱼油的精华在那个药丸里。
So I'm not saying don't pursue natural remedies for your sickness.
我不是在说大家不要，我不是在阻止大家去吃这些天然健康的这些药品保健品。
And this calls for a mind of discernment because I'm drawing a very fine line here.
这里使我们的头脑里有个很清楚的界限，因为他在这里画了一个很清楚的界限，不要过界就好。
The theory behind the magnets.
那些什么吸铁石背后的那些理论。
Again, there's a physical reality to what they're saying about magnets.
确实，他们所说的这些吸铁石，确实它有一些物理上的原理在里面。
And I won't explain it all.
我没法来给大家解释里面那些物理原理。
But it's true that magnets become magnets through electromagnetic power, electromagnetic force.
确实，因为吸铁石它能吸铁，它有磁性，它里面确实有一些电磁波或者电磁力在里面。
That's great. We can hang a magnet on our refrigerator. That's fine.
是我们愿意在冰箱上放一个吸铁石，可以随便放。
Yeah, if your child draws a picture in school, you hang it up with a magnet, right?
如果孩子们在学校里画一幅画，我们拿吸铁石把
它放到墙上。Amen for magnets.
所以吸铁石本身不是问题，没问题。
But when you buy these expensive magnet bracelets, they're telling you that the rays of energy coming out of the magnets will keep sickness away from you.
那如果你花很多钱买这些吸铁石手链，然后你戴在手上，别人告诉你吸铁石所发出的这些电脉冲或者能量能使那些邪灵和黑暗势力不能靠近你。
They're saying the force of the magnet on this little bracelet will fight off all the ultraviolet waves and all the electromagnetic waves coming from outer space.
然后他们说，你戴上这个吸铁石，吸铁石所发出的这些能量射线，能把那些外星球或者是其他宇宙射线全都抵抗掉、化解掉。
Now I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not sure that the magnet doesn't work that way.
我跟大家很诚实的说，我不懂其中的原理，它究竟会不会有这些射线抵抗什么射线的这些，我不懂。
I feel in my heart that it's kind of idolatry because you're trusting in something that's almost like a charm.
但是我心里觉得做这样的事的人很可能是进入一个拜偶像或者是邪术的一个领域，因为我们想从神以外靠这些东西来得保护。
And I don't believe a magnet so small that you can wear around your wrist can fight off all of the electromagnetic signals that are floating around in space. I don't know if Pastor John agrees as a physicist.
我也不相信我们手上戴着这个小小的吸铁石就能把空气中这么多种各种各样的射线全都给抵抗掉、化解掉。
But it's a huge industry. It's a multi-million dollar industry, these crystals and magnets.
卖这些水晶石和吸铁石的这个公司或者是这些施工已经赚了成百万上千万的资产，是很大一个生意了。
So people are making a lot of money off of the fear of God's people.
所以有些人借用神儿女们的这个惧怕在赚大钱。
Okay, here's one that I'm more scared to tell you.
下面一个是他更加是觉得恐惧战惊要跟大家分享的。
Now please forgive me ahead of time.
请大家提前先原谅他。
Because many, many Christians are doing this, and I'm not saying it's like satanically bad.
因为很多基督徒都在做这些事情，他并不是在说我们所做的这些事情就是一个拜邪术或者是一个很坏的一个偶像，一个邪教崇拜。
But the Holy Spirit has convicted me
that
this does not please him.
但圣灵告诉他，我们有些人做的这个行为确实让神很不喜悦。
So Jill, what are you talking about?
大家说 ，Jill， 你现在要说什么呀
？Essential oils.
是一个那个香薰剂、香薰油。
I'm not talking about anointing oil.
我不是在说给我们抹油祝福那个祝福抹油。
I'm not talking about the elders anointing people for healing. That's biblical.
长老们抹油为弟兄姊妹祷告，这个是符合圣经的，是没问题的。
I'm not talking about if you're like an Esther and you want to get it like oil of the Lion of Judah or something like that. That there's nothing wrong with that.
我也不是在说以斯帖像他。或者是我们那个陈牧师他买一些这些膏油为大家祷告祝福抹油，这些都很正常，符合圣经的。
But there's a huge industry. Have you know the word in English multi-level marketing?
有一个传销，有一个很大的一个产业出现了，是一个传销形式的。
In the West.
在西方国家。
Now you live in the West, but you're your own culture within the West, so I don't know if you have it or not.
我们虽然是住在西方国家，但我们华人有自己的小社区、小群体，所以我们不知道，他不知道我们是否也被这些东西传染了。
There's a mega industry where you have a distributor of what they call essential oils.
它有一个很大的一个传销中心，很大的一个 很大的一个生意，里面是他卖的是一个欧米伽香薰油。
It's not connected to anointing oil.
这种油跟我们现在跟我们平时抹油祷告那个祝福膏油完全不同。
I mean, oil is oil.
油就是油了。
But I'm talking about the way they market it and sell it.
他所说的是他们用什么样的方式来包装宣传那种油。
They use the verse in Revelation 22 saying the leaves are the healing of the nations.
他们用了一个启示录23章里面的一个说那个叶子为了医治万民取了一些经文来做背景。
So they say the essential oils were taken from the plants in Revelation 22.
他们说他们卖那个油是从启示录23章所说的那个叶子里提取出来的精华油。
And so that's God's way of healing us now.
他说然后那些卖的油的人就说这就是神现在要借着这个油借着这种产品来医治我们了。
And the distributor can't make enough money just selling the oil directly to his customers.
那些上线们还有那些分销商们没办法靠自己卖点油给下线去赚钱。
So, and many of the distributors are pastors of churches.
很多他的那些上线或者是倾销的人
都
是牧师了。
So they recruit a new level of salesmen under them, and then they became salesmen to sell the oil, and then the funds go partly back to the mush.
然后牧师就组成一个核心团队，大家一起来做下线，一起卖油。卖完油之后，这个钱是牧师作为上线，在里面有提成。
But then that level of salespeople can't make enough unless they recruit more salesmen under them. That's called multi-level marketing.
就是用这种一层传一层、一级传一级的这种传销模式在经营。
So church becomes a place to find salesmen to make your salary higher.
所以教会就成了我们雇佣下线找下线的一个地方了。
That is not the gospel.
这个跟完全就不是福音了。
The kingdom of God is never a multi-level marketing plan, even if it works.
虽然这种传销方式可能让大家挣钱，但是神的国永远不是这种传销模式的。
It works if you're talking about I preach the gospel to you and then you tell the gospel for free to other 10 other people. That's the kingdom's way.
如果用神的方式我把福音传给你你又把福音传给其他十个分享给其他十个人这是神国的一个方式。
I'm going to give you one example about the essential oil just to make it really personal.
我给大家说一个关于这个医治油的这个事儿行。
I had some dear believing friends that had all these oils.
他有一个很亲密的一个信主的人他有这些油。
And because they're such high-level Christians, I respected them.
因为他们是有很高资历的老基督徒，所以基友本人很尊重他们。
I felt a little check in my spirit, but I thought, oh, they would never do anything wrong.
基友原来心里想，这么好的基督徒，他们一定不会做出格的事儿的。但他心里有一个对他们的一个查验。
So then, a couple months later, I was preaching in a church on Easter Sunday in Utah, in the United States.
有一次，他在一个昨日早晨，在美国的犹他州在传讲信息。
And the secretary gave me a gift when I was done teaching.
他教导之后，教会的牧师、教会的那些教会的服侍人员给他一个礼物。
So she gave me this little package. I didn't know what was inside it.
那个教会秘书给他的礼物是一个小包装盒，里面他不知道什么在里面。
So, you know when you're teaching, like you don't want to open a present right there in church.
你知道因为我们在台上讲道的时候我们不想当着大家面就把礼物拆开嘛。
You want to go home and open it later.
我们再回到家里再晚点把它打开看看。
So I said to her, oh, what is it?
然后她就问教会秘书说你给我的是什么礼物啊?
And she goes, essential oils.
她说是那个最好的那个宝贵万金油啊。
I was like, oh.
基友说好啊。
Yeah, I'm trying to be polite.
She
goes, have you ever heard of them?
基友就说很礼貌地回答，然后那个教会的秘书就说，你听说过我们这个油吗？
So I'm like, yeah, thanks, thank you.
那基友说，是啊，我听过，谢谢你了。
And then she said,
然后那个秘书就说了，
she said, my husband and I had acid reflux.
哦，我和我先生原来都胃胀气啊。
Now, Jill, I have acid reflux.
然后基友本人他也有这个胃不舒服。
Really bothers me.
经常使得觉得很难受，很不舒服。
So she said, every night, my husband and I would put one drop of oil on our stomach.
然后那个秘书就说了，每天晚上睡觉之前，我跟我丈夫都放一滴这个油在肚子上。
Okay, one drop of oil on the outside of your skin, on your stomach.
一滴油滴在我们皮肤表皮上。
We were both healed of acid reflux.
啊，我们一下就从这个胃胀气这些症状中完全得医治了。
I'm like,Biologically, that does not make any sense.
然后就说这个现实或者生物学上来讲，这个应该不太合理啊。
Acid reflux is a complex problem of the inside working of your stomach. I find it very hard to believe that one drop on your skin is going to heal you. I was a biology major in college.
他就本人是自己是生物学原来学大学的，他说我们胃脏器这里面是我们内部消化系统一系列化学反应的一个结果，你皮肤表面滴一滴油就好了，好像不太合理。
So I went back to the hotel.
然后就回到酒店去了。
And I thought, Lord, should I just throw it away? But that's kind of rude.
神呢，我把这个就扔了就好了吗？扔了好像有点太粗鲁了。
And I thought, well, Jill, you're suffering so much. Why don't you just try it?
然后Jill就对自己说，反正我也不太舒服，干脆试一试好了。
I thought, I'll just try one drop.
我就是试一滴看看什么样嘛。
So it was about 9 o'clock at night in my hotel in Utah.
在犹他州晚上九点钟，他自己在自己的酒店里。
So okay, I used more than one drop because I really wanted to be healed.
他用了不止一滴，因为他真是想看看效果怎么样，能不能好。
So nobody was looking.
因为周围没有人看他了。
So I put like 5 drops.
他就滴了大概五滴。
And I rubbed it on my stomach.
他就在胃上揉啊揉啊。
And then I thought, well, we'll see what happens.
然后说我等等看看效果怎么样。
No, God didn't yell at me.
然后神并没有向他来大喊，谁也没说他。
So I lay down in bed.
然后他就躺在床上。
And I started to break out in an itching rash on my stomach.
然后他的胃那边开始有像过敏一样开始起红疙瘩了。
And then it started to burn.
然后就开始有点火烧的那种疼痛。
And it wasn't burning in a healing way.
他不是说一个像要被医治的那个好的那种火烧感觉。
My skin is very sensitive.
就自己的皮肤是很敏感的。
So I didn't repent.
他们并没有马上悔改。
I just went in the bathroom and I washed it off really good.
他马上去卫生间里去洗澡，把它洗干净。
And then I went to sleep.
然后他就开始睡觉。
I was attacked by demons all night long.
他整个晚上都被仇敌、被邪灵攻击。
I was under horrible demonic attack the whole night.
整个晚上都被很严重的邪灵、黑暗势力在攻击他。
So at about 2 or 3 in the morning,
凌晨两三点钟
Jill got out of bed and threw that thing away.
他自己起床把那个油扔到垃圾桶里了。
And then I repented.
然后他开始向神来悔改。
And I knew for sure.
然后他就确实的知道。
That although that secretary was being nice and she meant well.
虽然那个教会的秘书本意是好的，给他个礼物。
And I found out later that those oils were made by Mormons.
然后他就知道那些油都是摩门教生产、摩门教出产的。
The main manufacturer of essential oils is a Mormon company.
主要的生产厂商就是他这个特殊油的，就是摩门教的公司生产的。
Well, Mormonism is it's a false version of Christianity.
因为摩门教是基督教里面一个异端了。
So anyway, the point is that's one of the things Christians run after.
只是一个例子，让我们知道好多基督徒一生就忙着做这些事去了。
And there are many other things.You remember when Zev, you call him Zev, remember the Israeli guy that was just here?
大家记得吗？前两天在这里讲到的以色列的拉比 Zev.
Remember he said, it's good to do the feasts in a heartfelt way. Remember he said that.
记得 Zev 曾经说吗？我们纪念神的节期，我们用很正确的心来纪念守节的神的节期，很好。
But right at the end, when we were all really tired, he said something really important.
但是在我们讲到大家都听众都很累的时候 ，Jeff 说了一句很重要的话。
I'm going to just try to say it really quick.
他只是很快的说一下，提一下这件事。
He said, "It's good that you love Israel, and it's good that you love the Jews, and it's good that you love the feasts."
很好，你们爱以色列，很好，你们爱犹太人，很好，你们愿意守神的节期。
He said, "That's wonderful."
这很好。
But he said, "Be careful, because there are." Hebrew type movements that are going to draw you into rabbinic and Hebrew practices that are going to pull you astray. Do you remember that?
但大家记得吗？他说你们来守这些节期的时候要很注意，因为有很多犹太拉比或者犹太传统的那些习俗、那些规则，想要趁机混进来，把我们从神的这个真理中拉到犹太传统和拉比的那些传统和仪式中当中去。
He was right, but he didn't have time to give you any more detail about what these movements look like.
他说的很对，那个这说的很对，但是他那天没有时间展开给大家讲其中的一个犹太拉比们所做的一些运动和工作是什么。
Is it okay if I'm very, very honest with you?
我现在对大家非常的诚实敞开，可以吗？
I'm not going to name any names.
我不会讲出具体人名。
Some of the believers that are into what I'm about to say,
有些信徒已经进入了他要说的那些事情,
are godly believers with high prophetic ministries.
有些是非常属神的人,也有很高的先知性的服事职分。
They're not bad people or deceivers.
他们不是欺骗者,也不是坏人。
They're very respected by most Christians.
很多基督徒都非常尊敬他们。
And they really believe they're helping the flock in what I'm about to tell you.
然后他们那这些人一心以为自己是在帮助神的教会，帮助神的选民们。
I believe their hearts mean well.
我相信这些人的本意心是好的。
But I'm going to tell you what is being spread all over the body. Again, I don't know if it's hitting the Chinese church or not.
但我跟大家说，他们所带来的这些影响已经感染了整个基督的身体，只是他不知道我们华人教会是否有受这些事情冲击。
Okay, to explain this, I want to go back to the 12th century.
如果要解释这件事，我要回到十二世纪来解释。
Have any of you been on a tour of Israel where you visited an ancient synagogue?
大家去以色列的时候，有人去过古代的以色列会堂吗？
Did the tour guide ever show you like on the floor of the synagogue was like a tile, like you know little tiles that make a beautiful picture? Did you? They call that a mosaic tile floor.
是一个马赛克，在十二世纪古代的老一代的教堂中，有的时候那些导游会带我们去看，在犹太会堂中有小马赛克拼成的一个图案。
And sometimes Jewish calendars have pictures of these tile floor pictures from the ancient synagogues.
所以有的时候我们一些犹太的一些日历里面都有这些古犹太会堂的这些马赛克图案。
So everybody thinks, isn't that wonderful? We have this beautiful tile floor that didn't get destroyed by the Romans.
那大家说啊，太好了，这些古迹保留下来了，当年罗马人没有把这些这么漂亮的马赛克图案都给毁掉了。
But what's the picture?
但是那个图画画的是些什么东西啊？
The picture is a great big circle.
那个图像画的是个大圆圈。
It's beautiful.
看起来很漂亮。
It's also a cult. Sorcery.
是一个邪术，是一个邪术和异端异教的。
It's the 12 signs of the zodiac around like a circle, like a clock.
是整个黄道十二宫的星座，像一个圆圈，像一个大圆圈一样，画了十二点一样。
So you have a beautiful scorpion and a beautiful bull and a beautiful twins and the scales and everything's very beautiful.
什么双鱼座、双子座、什么处女座，全都有自己黄道十二宫的那些标志。
I'm Jewish.
他是犹太人。
That's not okay that our people did that.
我们犹太人把这些黄道十二宫画在会堂里，这不对，这是错的。
Just because it's beautifully done,
就是因为他们做的很漂亮，好像艺术品。
And just because the Romans didn't destroy it,
就是罗马人当年没把它拆了。
Doesn't mean God likes it.
不代表神喜欢这些东西。
The signs of the zodiac, we are not supposed to use them to determine what we do in a given day or year or month.
这些黄道十二宫这些星座不能让我们拿它来决定我们今天是什么黄道吉日，今天该做什么，该做什么，该干什么，不能用黄道吉日来要求我们这些基督徒。
It's fine to study the stars.
如果我们研究星体星座可以。
God made the heavens and he made the stars like clockwork around the sky.
神造了天地万物，神造了群星，让群星环绕我们地球。
We can learn anything and everything we want to about the stars.
对于星球、星星、星球，我们可以随意来研究、学习，可以学。
Now in English, the good form of studying the stars is called astronomy.
在英语中，研究星象的正确的学习叫做宇宙学或者是星体学。
All good.
那些都是可以的。
But the science of using the stars to decide anything about what you are or what you should do or your destiny, that's called astrology.
那些是何谓占星术，靠这些星星来决定我们今天星座运势的那些占星术是绝对不对的。
So astronomy is a good science and astrology is an occult form of divination.
宇宙学学星体学是对的，但用使用占星术黄道吉日那些事情是绝对是邪术邪灵的作为。
So I still didn't tell you what the Christians are teaching about that.
还没有跟大家说基督徒们在教导这些事情是教导哪些东西。
Okay. In about the 12th century,
在十二世纪左右
the Jewish people that did not believe in Jesus
犹太人那个时候不信主耶稣
wrote a body of literature, five major books.
他们写了五本主要的著作。
Have you ever heard the word Kabbalah?
大家知道一个叫卡巴拉的词吗？
Oh, wow. Okay.
不知道，很好。
It's a Hebrew word.
卡巴拉是希伯来词。
It's a Middle Ages teaching of the Jews.
是犹太中世纪的一些教导。
It's mystical in that it's into that whole like experiencing God kind of idea.
全都是那些通过自我修行来体验神、体会神的一些超自然的一些东西。
And what they do is in those books, like they interpret the Bible in a way that seems to take people into some kind of energy experience.
就是卡巴拉里面写了好多，他们把圣经给重新翻译，取一些圣经的经文，把人带到一种类似灵魂离体、灵界的一些经历中间去。
Now I've never read it.
他本人并没有读过卡巴拉。
Because the Lord doesn't want me to read it.
因为神不想让他读。
But I know it's not what he wants his people to run after.
但他知道神不想让基督徒们进入这些异端和邪教中。
So one of the things that, that the Kabbalah teaches, which many Christian leaders are saying, we embrace the Kabbalah. Christians.
很多的基督徒领袖今天说卡巴拉里面所教导的事情，我们作为基督徒我们要拥有，我们要学习。
High level prophets love it because it's Jewish.
因为很多的高阶层的一些先知职分的人都喜欢，因为它是犹太传统来的。
But not everything the Jews do should be imitated.
并不是每一个犹太人所做的事都是对的，都是好的。
So what the teaching is to make this fast.
所以他们从这些十二星座这里面说的这些东西。
Each sign of the zodiac represents one of the 12 tribes of Israel.
他们说每一个黄道十二宫的一个星座代表以色列一个支派。
So if a certain Christian or anybody was born under a certain sign,
如果某一个基督徒或者任何人是在某一个星座里面生的
let's just say the scorpion was the tribe of Naphtali.
所以说有一个人是有一个星座对的是拿弗他利支派。
I forget which tribe go because I didn't study it.
因为他本人并不知道什么哪个星座对哪个支派。
So these Christian prophets are telling the believers,If you were born under this sign, then you're connected to that tribe.
这些基督教的所谓这些先知们就说，如果你是在这个星座里，那你也就属于跟这个拿弗他利支派有关系了。
So Christians get excited because now they can be part of one of the 12 tribes.
然后好多基督徒一听高兴了，说，哎，太好了，现在我是什么星座的，我就跟以色列十二支派我都有份了。
But then it goes further.
然后这个先知会继续说。
It says, well, This tribe, its name in Hebrew means businessman.
啊，然后说这个支派的原文，比如说这个支派原文就是做生意的人。
And this tribe, his name in Hebrew means fertile for children or something.
然后另外一个支派的名字在原文里就是多生孩子的意思。
So they give a meaning to the name of each tribe.
他们把每一个支派的希伯来原名的意思都找出来。
And Their meanings are not even good translations of the real Hebrew.
他们好多的名字甚至根本就在希伯来原文里都是错误翻译的。
But they say it with great authority.
他们就是用一个很高的一个权柄自己说的理直气壮的。
So the Christian says, oh, okay, so I was born under this, so I'm part of the tribe of Judah, and I'm just saying, like, making this up, he was a businessman, so when I'm in that month of the year, it's a good time to do business and make money.
所以好多基督徒就陷入这些陷阱。他说我是什么星座的，我那星座对的是犹大支派，而犹大支派就好，比如犹大支派是做生意的，那我就要按照我这个月来投资做大生意啊。
That's not God's way.
这完全不是上帝的方式。
Every month is a good month if the Lord is telling you what to do.
如果神告诉我们，那每个月都是好日子。
And no month is a good month if He's not telling you.
如果神不是告诉我们，没有启示我们，那哪一个月都不是一个好月。
Romans 8 says, those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God.
罗马书说，那些被神的灵牵引的人才是真是神的儿子。
You can't be a bride if you run after that kind of nonsense.
如果我们想做新妇，我们就不能被这些胡言乱语的事情给把我们牵引走。
And if you're not a bride, you can't be a Melchizedek priest.
如果我们不是新妇，就不能做麦基洗德等级祭司。
Being a Melchizedek priest isn't just learning the formula of how to make a submission before God.
学麦基洗德的等级祭司不是主要在学这个怎么做咒导的这些程序和仪式，不在于这个。
You have to be a pure and intimate bride before the Lord before you can offer those holy petitions, or the Holy of Holies will destroy you.
我们必须首先要成为一个干净、守洁、清新的器皿，来到神面前，才能在神面前献上那些诚实或者从真心而来的咒祷。否则，我们凭着自己的血肉、老血气进入至圣所，会被神击杀毁灭。
So those are the only examples I'm going to give you right now.
今天就给我们这些例子。
Maybe in your own culture, within the Christian Chinese culture, there may be other movements that I've never heard of that are also in some way, they don't feel right to you, they don't seem quite pure. I don't know.
也许在我们自己华人群体、华人社区里有好多所谓打着基督教旗号的这些运动活动，我们在心里或者灵里感动，可能觉得有不对的地方。
And apart from the Christian movements that are false,
有一些不是人不只是这些不对的基督徒的运动活动。
We can provoke the Lord to jealousy many, many ways within our normal worldly culture.
我们按照我们自己今世的风俗，我们有好多事、好多方式可以让神很嫉妒。
Chat rooms.
上网络聊天室。
Video games.
打电子游戏机。
All form of entertainment.
各种各样形式的娱乐。
Now I'm not talking about godly Christian movies that are really about people coming to the Lord.
我并不是在说有些非常属神敬虔的一些基督教电影，靠着这些电影好多人信主了。
Thank God there are Christian movies we can show our children.
感谢神，现在市面上有基督教的电影，我们可以让孩子们来看。
But if you let, it says, put no unclean thing before your eyes in Isaiah.
这以赛亚书说，不要把那些肮脏污秽的放到你的眼睛前。
There are many, many secular movies and books that are really well done and really interesting, and I'm tempted also.
这好多世俗的这些小说、文学甚至电影做的确实很精美，连我自己都受诱惑想看看。
And there's only a few bad words and only a few sex scenes.
在那些电影里，只是有几处说脏话，只是有几处那个性爱镜头而已嘛。
And they don't show everything, so it's not that bad.
他们并不是完全都裸体了嘛，你可以凑合看看嘛。
You know, your eyes are the gates into your soul.
大家知道吗？我们的眼睛是我们心灵的门户。
Jesus said that.
主耶稣这么说的。
Your eyes are your gates.
我们的眼睛是我们心灵的门。
He says, if your eyes are full of light, your whole body is clean. But if your eyes are full of darkness, your body is full of darkness.
如果我们的眼睛昏暗了，那整个全身就都黑暗了。如果我们的人的眼睛若光明了，全身就光明了。
God says, I hate mixture.
神说我恨憎恶那些就是两者相掺的。
His people were not allowed to plant two kinds of seed in the same field.
神在旧约里要求神的子民在同一块地里不种两种种子，不要混在一起。
His priests were not allowed to wear garments made of wool and linen in the same garment.
神要求他的祭司所穿的白袍不能用两种线混在一起。
God said, do not mate two different species of animals together to get a mixed breed.
神说不要让两种不同的动物交配来产生一种杂种一样的东西。
He hates mixture.
神不让人这么掺杂。
Much of what we as the church think is okay in this world is mixture.
我们作为教会觉得这世界上都可以做的这些事情，可以的事情，大部分好多都有掺杂。
I'm going to say something really disgusting.
我要说一些很有点恶心的事情。
If someone gave you a glass of pure water,
如果大家给你一瓶纯净水，
and they put one drop of urine in it,
如果他们把一点大便放进去，
just one drop,
就放一点点而已，
喝不喝？
放一滴尿进去。
Are you going to drink it?
喝不喝这个事？
Who would drink it? No.
有些人说我照喝。
Oh, it's only one drop in a great big glass.
这么大一桶矿泉水，就是一滴尿而已。
That's how God sees mixture in a Christian's heart.
这就是神在我们基督徒心中来如何看待我们掺杂这个问题。
You walk away from that movie, and you just can feel the Lord going.
有的时候我们刚看完一些不好的电影，刚从那电影院里出来，就感觉到神的心啊，非常的难过。
And the more bridal you are,
我们越来越作为心腹之后呢，
the more sensitive you are to feeling defiled by the tiniest little thing that offends Jesus.
我们里面就会越来越敏感，我们稍微对神有一点亏欠，有一点污秽的时候，我们心里就非常的敏感。
Do you have a tender conscience?
我们里面有一个很灵敏的心吗？
So I'm just going to do one more thing before we close.
在结束之前要再做一件事。
I want to read you Proverbs 6.
箴言书第六章。
Verse 32.
三十六节。
Can anybody find Proverbs?
请大家找箴言。
I can't even find it. Where's Proverbs? Come on, you can do it, Jill. Ah, I found it.
找到了箴言的第六章。
Okay, Proverbs 6. Sorry. I never go in Proverbs, I guess. Okay. So verse 32 to 35.
32-35.
Whoever commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding.
与妇人行淫的便是无知。
He who does so destroys his own soul.
行这事的必丧掉生命。
Wounds and dishonor he will get.
他必受伤损。
And his reproach will not be wiped away.
必被凌辱，他的耻辱不得涂抹。
Now listen very carefully.
请大家注意听。
Verse
34. 34.
For jealousy is a husband's fury.
因为那个嫉妒，就是那个丈夫的嫉妒，成了极大的烈怒。
Therefore, he will not spare in the day of his vengeance.
所以到他报仇的时刻到了。
He will not accept a payment, a bribe, recompense.
所以到了报仇的时候，他绝不手软，任何的赎价他都不顾。
His anger will not be appeased, even if you give him many gifts.
即使你给他很多的赎价，给他很多的金银，这个丈夫的嫉妒都不会被平息。
Do you hear the Lord's jealousy in this?
大家听到神在这里所体现出的那个嫉妒吗？
Now turn to Song of Solomon.
现在看雅歌书。
Verse chapter 8. We're going to close with this. Okay. Song of Solomon chapter 8.
第八章
and verse 6 and 7.
六七节。
Now I want you to let Jesus speak to your heart right now.
希望大家这个时候让主耶稣对我们的心来说话。
Set me as a seal upon your heart and as a seal upon your arm. For love is as strong as death and jealousy is as hard or demanding as the grave.
求你将我放在心上如印记，戴在臂上如戳记，因为爱情如死之坚强，嫉妒记恨如阴间之残忍。
Its flames are a flame of fire.
所发的电光是火焰的电光。
A most vehement flame.
是最大的那种火焰的伤人的电光。
God's jealousy burns with this tremendous burning flame.
神所发的那个烈怒和嫉妒之火是极大的燃烧。
Many waters cannot quench love.
爱情重水不能熄灭。
Nor can the floods drown it.
大水也不能淹没。
How many of you know that water puts out fire?
大家知道吗？水一浇在火上，火就灭了。
There is no flood that can put out the fire of God's jealousy.
但没有任何的大水能够熄灭神心中的那个嫉妒的火焰。
Now, do you remember the verse we just read in Proverbs? It said,If you try to give the husband $1 million to forgive you for having adultery with his wife, no amount of money will buy you forgiveness.
大家记得刚读的那个箴言吗？就说你给一个丈夫100万，因为你跟他的妻子有不轨的行为，他那个丈夫也不会看中这100万，他也无法熄灭他心中对你的那个愤怒和嫉妒。
Solomon wrote Proverbs, and Solomon also wrote Song of Solomon.
所罗门又写了雅歌，所罗门也写了箴言。
He understood jealousy.
所罗门非常懂得这个嫉妒。
He said, if a man would give for love all the wealth of his house, it would be utterly despised.
如果人，所罗门写，就算是人愿意把自己一切所有的付上，他也必被藐视轻看。
There's no amount of payment you could make that could buy back the Lord's love once you have provoked him to jealousy.
一旦我们使神嫉妒之后，我们无论付多大的代价，花多少钱，也不能平息神这样的愤恨和嫉妒。
And I just feel the Lord wants me to share one short story from my own life.
他觉得神感动他，让他来分享一个他自己生命中的问题。
In 2010, my ministry had become...much busier than it used to be.
在2010年，他自己的服事变得比平时更繁忙了。
I hate travel.
他不喜欢到处来飞行。
I never asked the Lord for a traveling ministry.
他从来没有跟神祷告说让他世界到处飞行。
But he gave me one anyway.
但神就这样给他了。
So by 2010, I was very, very overstressed with tremendous responsibilities.
在2010年的时候，他非常的这样心力交瘁的，因为有太多的压力，太多的事情要做。
I didn't even know that I hadn't had a coffee talk with the Lord for 2 years.
他自己都没有觉察到，他已经有两年没有与神品茗谈心了。
If you don't know what I mean by a coffee talk, you'll have to look on my website.
如果大家不知道他所说的那个品茗谈心是什么，是他写的一本书了，是他写的一个自己的见证书。
I didn't even know that I had neglected the Lord's heart.
他自己都不知道自己把神冷落到一边了。
Everything I was doing was for the Lord and for His people.
每件事我做的，每天这么忙，都是为神，为神的子民在忙碌啊。
I really was.
他确实是这样。
So in 2010, I was at a Chinese Bible school teaching for a week.
在2010年，他去一个中文的圣经学校教导一个星期。
It wasn't a Chinese Bible school in China, it was in Canada.
是在加拿大的一个中文的中国人的圣经学校。
It went really, really well.
他是教导的很好，很顺利。
And I was burned out, tired.
他自己整个人就是筋疲力竭了。
You know when a car is only running on fumes.
大家知道，如果那个汽车一直都是靠油、汽油嘛。
I was just giving out of strength I didn't have.
他把就像汽车把一切油都耗尽了一样，他再也没有心力了。
I gave every drop to the Chinese bride.
他把自己所有的能力都给奉献了给这些中国心腹了。
And on the last night, I finished the last message, and then people wanted prayer.
在最后一天，他讲到之后，所有的人都想让他来祷告服事。
I was too tired to stand up and pray.
他根本就没力气再站起来为大家祷告了。
So I sat down on the front pew.
所以他就坐在教会第一排。
And a lady sitting there came to me and she said, I'd like you to pray for me.
然后有一个姐妹来说，请你为我来祷告吧。
So I thought I can pray sitting down, that's okay.
然后就说，好啊，那我就坐着给你祷告。
So while I was praying for the lady,
当他为那个姐妹祷告的时候，
a beautiful young Chinese woman sat at my feet and started weeping horribly.
另外一个很漂亮的中国姐妹就在她的脚边坐下，开始在她脚边痛哭。
So I'm trying to pray for this one lady on the pew.
她就一边想要坐在凳子上给其中一个姊妹祷告。
And I'm thinking, oh, this poor girl at my feet, she must be so upset, she must need so much prayer.
然后她觉得，哎呀，在我脚边哭泣的那个姊妹好可怜呢，她一定是需要很多祷告。
I thought she was sitting at my feet waiting for me to pray for her.
她在想，这个在我脚边祷告的姊妹肯定是在等着，等到轮到她了，我好为她祷告。
We had never seen each other before. I didn't know who she was.
我从来没见过这个姊妹，我也不知道她的名字。
So she was weeping uncontrollably for like 10 minutes while I prayed for the girl.
当就为第一个人来祷告的时候，脚边的那个姊妹在那里毫无无法自己控制的哭了十分钟。
So finally, I finished my prayer for the lady on the pew.
终于我坐在凳子上完成了给第一个姊妹的祷告。
And I looked down at this weeping girl.
我看着在地上哭的这位姊妹。
And I said, what would you like me to pray for you?
然后她就问地上的姊妹，你希望我如何来为你祷告？有什么事吗？
Now I have to show you.
她现在要下来演示一下。
So this is her sitting on the floor, okay?
这就是她坐在地上。
So she's weeping and weeping. And now I'm up here on the bench. Okay, so I'm like where Pastor John is, and she's sitting at my feet weeping.
她现在，这是那个姊妹当时坐在她脚前，而她呢，当年就像周牧师一样坐在第一排的凳子上。
So she takes this hand, I guess it was her right hand. She reaches across, and she takes my right hand, and she starts stroking the back of my hand on her own cheek.As she's weeping uncontrollably. She's holding my hand and she's like, this is her. She's going like this, rubbing my back of my hand on her cheek.
那个姊妹就用她的右手抓着旧的右手，把她旧的右手背贴到自己的脸颊上来擦她脸上的泪水一样。
Very tenderly.
非常温柔，非常温柔地擦脸。
And I'm completely puzzled.
然后她就完全不知道发生什么事了。
And I'm just like waiting for her to explain.
然后她就在等那个哭的姊妹能解释一下这是在干嘛。
And she says this.
然后那个姊妹跟她说。
She says, Jesus is sitting here.
她说主耶稣就坐在这里。
He's taking your hand and sadly rubbing it on his face. Jesus is sad. He's rubbing your hand across his cheek.
就是主耶稣非常伤心，主耶稣拿着你的右手，把你的右手放在主耶稣的脸上，轻轻在擦主耶稣脸上的泪水。
She didn't know anything about my life.
那个姊妹对她自己本人的生命毫无理解。
This is what she said through the tears.
她就是流着泪跟舅说这样的话。
She said, he misses you.
她说，那个姊妹对她说，主耶稣非常想你，舅。
He said, it's been a long time.
那个姊妹说，舅啊，已经很久了，已经很久你没来了。
And when she said it's been a long time, it was like an arrow went right through my heart.
当那个姊妹说已经很久了的时候，就像一支箭射中了舅的心一样。
She said, I don't know how to say this in English.
那个姊妹说，我不会说如何用英文来表达这个这件事。
She said, it's like he have hunger and thirst for you.
就好像神主耶稣在说，主耶稣又对你非常的渴慕，对你有又饥又渴在等待你。
She said, I don't know the word, but I think he's envious.
然后那个姊妹说，我不会说英文这个词，但我感觉主耶稣很嫉妒。
I knew she meant jealous.
但我只有心里知道那个姊妹当时哭中所说的话是主耶稣很嫉妒。
I can feel the pain of it right now just telling you.
我现在跟大家分享这件事的时候我的心都能感觉到主的那种嫉妒。
And as soon as she said he's jealous, I said, oh no.
当那个姊妹一说出嫉妒这个词的时候就对自己说哎呀不好。
I was so busy serving the Lord that I broke his heart.
是啊我太忙了一直忙于侍奉主忙于这些事工我却伤了主的心。
The only thing he could get out of me was to take my hand and just say, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you.
主耶稣唯一能抓住一点机会，抓住他的手，用基友的手来贴在主耶稣的脸上，轻声跟基友说，我想你了，我想你了。
So then the pastor came to the front because they saw that I was sitting with, you know, sitting with a girl. The pastor and her husband came.
然后教会的牧师跟他的先生就下来了。
And they said, is she bothering you? Do you want us to take her away? Because I'm the speaker, you know.
然后教会牧师说那个姊妹在你面前哭是不是很烦扰你啊我们可以把那姊妹带走
I said no she just told me the truth she's a prophet
基友说没有这个姊妹就是告诉我了真相因为这个姊妹就是像一个先知一样
And the pastor said yes she is a prophet
然后牧师说是的这个姊妹确实是先知
And I went back to my host home that night really sad
然后那天晚上就回到自己的酒店非常的伤心难过
I said Lord You shouldn't have to miss me. I'm right here.
然后就说神啊，你不该想我，我一直都在这里啊。
I said I didn't realize that I have been ignoring our intimacy. I didn't realize.
我一直都没有意识到，我这么久了，我一直忽视我和你之间的亲密。
All I can say is it was not quick or easy. It was a long, long road for me to get back. And even now, I'm not back to the intimacy I had during those 3 years of coffee talks.Even now,
直到今天，我跟大家说，这是一个缓慢回头回转的过程。即使到今天，我还是没有达到当年我写与主品茗谈心那三年的时候与神的那么亲近的关系。我到现在都没有找回那样亲密的关系呢。
Those 3 years of coffee talks, I didn't have to travel. I was on a honeymoon with Yeshua.
这我写与主品茗谈心这本书的那三年中我不用到处飞来飞去工作我那三年就像跟神一起过了一个蜜月一样
But Song of Solomon chapter 2 says After the honeymoon The Lord comes and says Arise my love Come away with me Let us run on the mountains together
雅各书中是写当新郎新妇在雅各书中度完蜜月之后两人来说新妇啊起来起来跟我一起走我们到外面去
So I did. I ran on the mountains across the world with the Lord.
是的，我也是这样。我就起来，到处飞，在世界各地飞行，到处为神做工作。
And if you can excuse this expression, it was like we were raising his children together, if you know what I mean.
如果他打个比方的话，就好像他跟神同行，在世界各地兴起神的儿女一样，他忙于在那些世界各地来服侍神。
Not in a way that I was any better than anyone else in the body of Christ. I wasn't.
这并不是说我就比基督身体中的各位有哪里更好的地方，我并不比大家强。
But just that he wanted me to carry the message of intimacy to the bride, and I myself lost it.
就是神委任他，让他把这个与神亲密的关系来带给基督的众教会，但他自己却把这个与跟神亲密的关系给丢了。
Can anybody relate to being too busy?
大家可以，大家知道吗？大家好多人承认。
You don't have to raise your hand. It's okay.
我们确实有的时候太忙了，在神面前。
There's a balance. We do need to wait on the Lord, and we do need to do the works that He's called us to do. There's a balance there.
这其中有个很大的一个平衡。我们一方面要与神亲近，一方面我们确实要做神的工。
But even though I was not in sin, I provoked His heart to jealousy. That's what I wanted to tell you.
我现在跟大家说的，即使那段时间我忙于服事，我不是在犯罪之中，我依然让神非常的嫉妒。
He's a real man with real feelings.
神是一个真实的男人，有真实的一个情感。
He really wants your company.
神真实愿意跟我们来同行同伴。
He really wants you to gaze it into his eyes. Even if neither of you say anything, he really wants to be with you.
这是我们跟他独处的时候，我们跟他之间什么都不说，神也希望我们注视他的眼睛，与他只是单独在一起待一会儿。
It hurts his heart when you don't have time for him, but you have time for everyone else, even if you're doing good deeds.
实在是非常刺伤神的心，即使是我们是花时间做神的事，但我们却没有一点时间，不肯拿一点时间出来单独跟他在一起。
So I just want to pray for you.
所以现在他要为大家来祷告。
And then would it be okay if I sing you a song?
他一会儿要为大家唱一首诗。
Okay, let me just pray for you.、
我们先来祷告。
The song I'm going to play today, it's not actually a song about intimacy. It's Psalm 91. But it's very important to get these words into our spirit.
今天他要唱的歌并不是一个关于跟神亲密的歌，那是诗篇九十一篇。
Lord God, I thank you that you've put in my mouth a little bit of this message that you wanted to go out.
神啊，感谢你今天你把你心里的一些信息有放在我嘴中一些。
You know that we love you, Lord.
神啊，你知道我们心里都爱你。
Just like Peter said, Lord, you know I love you.
就像使徒彼得说，主啊，你知道我爱你。
Jesus didn't say, No, you don't, Peter. You just denied me. You don't love me.
主耶稣并没说，彼得呀，你这撒谎，你跟明明已经否认我了，你不爱我。
Aren't you glad, Lord? We're glad you didn't say to Peter that.
主啊，我们很感谢你，当时你没这么样来回答彼得。
He said, You know that I love you.
彼得说，主啊，你知道我爱你。
Lord, that's what we're saying. We love you more than all these other things, Lord.
主啊，今天我们也在你面前这样宣告，主，我们爱你超过其他一切事物。
We love our destiny, Lord.
我们爱你给我们的命定。
We love the awesome works you have appointed for us to do.
我们爱你给我们你命定给我们要做的那些伟大的工作。
We want to be about our master's business.
我们需要，我们也愿意在我们主的事工上尽忠心。
But Lord, let us not forget that this is really all about a marriage to a real man who loves us.
但神呢，让我们永远别忘了，我们所做的是真实的，关于要跟一个真正的男人永远在一起结婚的事情。
Help us, Lord, to even turn off our cell phones and even turn off social media to just give you our full attention.
神呢，求你帮助我们，让我们有这个能力、勇气，把我们的手机、把我们那些社交网络、社交的那些工具全都停了，有时间单独跟你在一起。
And even for those with young children, our children are smarter than we know. Let them know we have to spend time with the Lord, and so do they.
是的，即使是我们这些带小孩子的妈妈，我们的孩子是非常聪明，让我们的小孩子都知道，我们作为父母的必须要拿出时间来单独跟神在一起，让我们的小孩子也能单独拿出时间来跟神在一起。
Lord, I really believe that as you prepare your bride,
神，我真实相信，当你预备心腹之时，
there's a million teachings we can teach.
我们可以有百万的这样的教导可以做。
But really, Lord, I think it comes down to one-on-one time of giving you our full affection.
但是这些教导都不能够消除，不能够抵御我们自己与你一对一的亲密的关系和连接。
Without expecting anything in return.
我们不带着任何的幻想，想要从你那里得什么，只是要单单跟你在一起。
Yes, we love you for what you give us.
是的，神，我们喜欢，我们也高兴你给我们赐给我们的一切。
We love you for your generosity.
我们也爱你的大方慷慨。
We love you for your healing gifts.
我们爱你给我们的医治大能和恩典。
I don't know about everybody else, but you've healed my body thousands of times.
我不知道其他人，但神呢，你医治过我的身体千百万次。
I love you for that, Lord.
我为这件事爱你。
You've given us money to pay the bills.
神，你赐给我们足够的钱来配，来交我们一切的账单。
We love you for that.
我们也为这件事来爱你。
But Lord, let us love you just for who you are, even if you gave us nothing.
神啊，但是让我们单单的爱你本身，即使你什么都不给我们的时候，也让我们爱你本身。
Because you already gave us everything on the cross.
因为你在十字架上已经把你的一切全然倾倒给我们了。
If you never gave us one more thing, it would have been enough.
主啊，即使你以后再也不给我们任何事情，你给我们的已经足够了。
Help us to cultivate intimacy with you, loving you for who you are.
让我们来真实来耕耘与你之间亲密的关系，来真实的来爱神你本身，来爱你自己。
I bless everyone in this room.
我祝福在场的每一位。
With an awakened affection for the person Christ Jesus.
让我们里面有一个对主耶稣这个本人，对主耶稣自己的一个唤醒的爱。
For the bridegroom in love.
因为我们新郎的爱。
I ask this in Yeshua's name.
我奉主耶稣基督的名做这样的祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
感谢神。
Can I sing you one song?
可以给大家唱一首歌吗？
Is there time?
大家都累了。
Is there time?
有时间哈，给大家再唱一首歌。
Okay. Okay. I'm just going to put the words so I don't. Is this still on?
琴还可以弹哈。
I'm not going to go to the piano. I'm just going to. Not very strong. We can play the track of Psalm 91. So it's just the words are word for word, Psalm 91.
请楼上的弟兄放一下诗篇九十一篇，歌词里的每一个词都是诗篇九十一篇里原原本本的。
The Lord is singing this over you for these troublesome times coming.
神在我们经历遭受困难苦境的时候，神在对我们唱这首歌。
Praise the Lord. Whenever you guys are ready, help me, Lord. Make a little noise.
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Could you turn that up?
I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He'll deliver you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His truth will be your shield and buckler, and under His wings you will find refuge. You will not fear the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, the pestilence that stalks in darkness, the plague that wastes at noonday. You will not fear them. You will not fear the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, the pestilence that walks in darkness, the plague that wastes at noonday. You will not fear the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, the pestilence that walks in darkness. You will not fear them. Oh, you will not fear them.
A thousand may fall at your side,
though a thousand may fall at your side, and 10,000 may fall at your right hand, but it shall not come near you, only with your eyes. You will see the reward of the wicked.
It will not come near you.
灾祸就不能临近我们。
Because you've made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near to you, to your dwelling place. He'll give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways.
In their hands,
in their hands they
shall bear you up. You will not dash your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. You will trample underfoot. Because you have set your love, because you have set your love upon me, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. I will satisfy him with long life. I will honor him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. I will satisfy him with long life and honor him and show him my salvation. I will be with you in trouble. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you. I will satisfy you with long life. I will honor you. I will be with you in trouble. This is my promise. I will deliver you. I will satisfy you with long life and show you my salvation. Oh, I will show you my salvation. Oh, this is my promise. I will show you my salvation. I will show you my salvation. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you. I will satisfy you with long life. I will honor you. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you. I will satisfy you with long life and show you my salvation. Oh yes, I will. I will show you my salvation. Oh, I will show you my salvation.
Amen. These words will keep us. His promises.
神的话，神的应许会保守我们到底。
Bless you. Amen.
祝福大家。
Thank you so much. Wonderful.
谢谢，谢谢神的仆人，把主耶稣的爱情给我们表达的这么令人，不知道大家什么感受？很感谢神，反正他是真的就是把这个心腹的爱情、这个的爱情、新郎耶稣火热的爱情简明出来。看到一个活生生的被心腹就站在我们前面，知道怎么来效法，知道怎么来活。感谢神，我们以把这个要不要请那个周牧师有没有什么要分享？哈利路亚，要去了没？哈利路亚，不要有你在我生命中啊。好，可以了。Thank you.
在我生命中，我就永远不惊慌。风雨那样的旷野，这阳光有你同在，心平安。只要有你在我生命中，我就永远不惊慌。